And now, young Widder Brown. At the suggestion of her friend, Noreen Temple, Ellen Brown has come to the office of her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, at Health Center Hospital, bringing the small package which is such a burden to her heart and mind. For in that package is the diary and the letters written by Louise Simpson, who is in love with Anthony. And they involve Anthony in what might have been a serious attachment with Louise. Now, after completing a strenuous day at the hospital, Anthony smiles at Ellen as she comes into his office.
Well, a vision of delight and loveliness, Ellen. How are you, sweet?
Oh, not that pretty, Anthony. How are you?
Oh, just pleasantly relaxed after a good busy day. A day when I wasn't besieged with nerve-ridden people like Louise Simpson. I just looked at a lot of people who were very ill and took care of them. Did a good job, too. Did a very successful emergency appendix.
Congratulations.
And I could be persuaded to take you out to supper somewhere in a movie.
Anthony, you're so nice.
I think so. You know, I've been thinking about you and me a lot today. If people would just let us alone, we'd be all right.
Perhaps.
What's in the package? Present for me?
Oh, this. No.
You're clutching it as if it were a bomb. Let me listen to it. Does it tick?
It doesn't tick, but I guess it could be a bomb.
Why, Ellen, what's the matter?
I should probably throw this package somewhere and try never to remember it. But I don't think I'm that disciplined a person, Anthony.
As a matter of fact, you're very controlled, very civilized. You're a good, substantial person.
That's a dubious compliment, Charlie. But right now, I am behaving badly, I think.
About what?
About this package.
What's in it, for heaven's sake?
Louise's diary and the letters she wrote to you and never mailed. The letters you wrote to her.
Louise Simpson's diary. Well, where in the name of heaven did you find it?
Madeline Harper gave it to me. Remember, it was Madeline who stole it from Louise's bedroom when she first came to Simpsonville with her fiancé, Christopher Simpson. Madeline stole it and the letters.
Then why are you giving them to me? I don't want them.
Well, I'm not giving them to you, Anthony. I'm not giving them to you at all.
Well, why in the world did Madeline give them to you?
I don't know. I guess she really disliked me very much. And she was furious because Louise wouldn't buy them from her after her husband, Alex, died.
Were they for sale?
They were indeed.
Blackmail. You know, Madeline hinted to me that I might want to make a deal with her.
And you didn't?
No. I don't go in for that kind of bondage, Ellen. I don't buy my way out of things.
Are you angry at me for suggesting it, darling? I'm a little confused, I'm afraid.
Of course I'm not angry. I'm just a little annoyed at the way something new crops up when I think things have quieted down. Now it's Louise's diary, which I thought had been lost a long time ago.
Well, I tried to give it back to Louise, but she wouldn't take it.
I see.
She said I should read it. She wants me to read it.
So?
I don't quite know what to do, Anthony. I've let it disturb me too much so that I have to do something. No, I don't know.
Of course you don't.
Do you? Noreen Temple told me to come to you and tell you I had the diary and the letters and ask you if I should read them.
Noreen has good sense.
Anthony, I'm awfully troubled by it.
I don't know what to say to you about this, Ellen. I'm angry at the intrusion it represents. Louise and Madeline have messed up their lives, and by George, they're going to try to do the same with ours. And I resent that all the way down the line.
What shall I do, Anthony? Burn the diary and the letters? I think I'd like to.
I don't know. I don't know how wise that would be.
Why?
Or how honest, or how courageous.
I've given up wondering if I'm courageous or wise or anything else. All I know is that I hate this package. It weighed a ton coming over here, a little thing like that.
I think you should read them, dear.
Why, Anthony?
Because if what we mean to each other can't stand this kind of test, we'd better find that out right now.
Anthony...
I mean it, darling. And it is a test. I've told you Louise means nothing to me. Never did.
Well, then I should burn the diary and the letters, which I am told would prove differently.
On the other hand, you should read them to see if I'm telling the truth.
Really, good love shouldn't be subjected to that kind of thing.
Darling, the most human thing would be for you to wonder all the rest of your life what's in that diary. And I think it's like getting rid of an evil spirit to read them.
Do you really mean that, Anthony?
I mean it sincerely. Believe me, darling, if someone gave me permission to read what you'd written years ago, I'd have done it, I'm sure. Of course, you'll find my letters to Louise were chiefly in the vein of I think your father is improved, or can you possibly lay your hands on enough money to give him a week more at the sanitarium?
Oh.
Oh, I know I was to blame for Louisa's marriage to Alex Simpson. I made her feel so responsible for her invalid father that she needed a rich husband to pay for his care.
Anthony, you're certainly a well-balanced person. You make it seem very simple.
Well, we could discuss this all night and never get anywhere. And we could stew over to the movie tonight, silently. There would be a kind of fence between us, and I don't like that. I don't like fences between us.
Well,
now, this is what we'll do. You'll take the diary and the letters and read them somewhere by yourself. Evaluate the whole situation, and then come and tell me about it and tell me how you feel.
How I feel? Well,
you'll read them, and you'll call me and say I'd have had much more fun at the movie.
Oh, Anthony, let's forget the whole thing. Let's just get rid of them. Forget them. Go to the movie and...
No can do, dear.
Why not?
I won't let you. Well, I know that sounds very heavy-handed, very stern. But, darling, it has to be that way. Because I'm involved, too, very much involved.
Anthony...
I mean it. We've started this. Let's finish it. You read those letters and that diary.
If I don't...
It's very important to me that you do.
But...
Go on now, like a good girl. Read the letters, read the diary, and don't come back till you have. I mean it, Ellen, darling. Now run along.
All right, Anthony.
Call me when you're through. I'll be waiting.
Ellen leaves Anthony's office and drives out to the park by the lake, away from everyone. And now, in the late evening sunset, she sits on a bench and opens Louise Simpson's diary, turning the pages until the name Anthony catches her eye.
Well, here it is. Louise Simpson's diary. And Anthony insists I read every bit of it. Oh, I wish... There's no use wishing anything right now. No use at all. This is what happened, and Louise wrote it all down. If I don't read it, I'm a coward. Oh, here's an entry about Anthony.
Thursday. Anthony and I sat in the park for the lake. Poor darling, he is tired. They make him work very hard, but he loves it and lives for it. He is completely dedicated to his work. And as I held his hand, I saw in it the firm, wonderful muscles of a skilled surgeon, the sure, long fingers. I love him very much, and I know that he loves me.
I have to go on. I think I knew I would find Louise had written things like this. But I have to go on. I have to go on reading it.
Tuesday. Father is better. Anthony says he will live. In the corridor as he talked to me, with the moonlight streaming in through the tall windows, he looked like a kind of saint. His arm around my shoulder gave me such security, such comfort. And his gentle voice, his funny little smile, all these things stay with me. I love him, and he loves me. And I know that our life together will be good and beautiful. Oh, I'll be so good to him. I'll take such good care of him. He laughs when I say that. He says he doesn't need being taken care of. But I can tell that he will be grateful one day.
They were in love. They were in love. Anthony did mean all these things to Louise. He did make her think there was a chance. It's all here. All here on every page. Anthony, Anthony. He was part of her life. She was part of his. Oh, I can't bear it. I can't bear it.
Ellen bows her head over the little book which holds so much unhappiness for her. When she calls him, what will the conversation be between Anthony and young Widder Brown?